I'm tired of being the best kept secret. I just want people to pay me money.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my Inbox Besties, Besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And if you're listening to this in real time, you're like, Kate, weren't you supposed to put this out on Friday? Yes, well, you're completely correct. Inbox Besties does normally come out on Fridays. I messed up my tech. So here we are. I decided to re-record the intro to my mistake and apologize to you guys. I take ownership. Should have made sure I got out. But March 9th was my daughter's birthday, so I was not floating around the computer. But this is a really great episode. So if you listened to last week, you do know that I had a little bit of a cold. So we actually ran a rerun, which was really well receptive, on four ways that actually still work in 2018, like gangbusters, to grow your email list. Because there is a lot of old and outdated information that just, it doesn't work anymore, guys. It just doesn't. But what I really wanted to talk about, in case if you had a hard time hearing me through the cold, was that there's really sort of six components, or almost pitfalls, if you will, when it comes to email marketing, because email marketing is actually a system. I think a lot of people just think about like the freebie and the list building part, but they don't realize that there's actually way more components to that. So the first one, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, and things that I have personally done in the last 90 days, is traffic and eyeballs. See, 9 times out of 10, people will be like, oh, no one's signing up for my freebie. It stinks. Or it's my landing page or something. Ask how many people seen the offer, and the answer is like 10. Well, statistically speaking, even if you were in the high percentage of people that get over a 50% opt-in rate, it might tend to be anywhere between 50 to 65. Most people, it does tend to be from 20 to 30, especially depending on the market. So don't beat yourself up. If only 10 people are getting to it, you're not even going to get a person. Like, you're lucky if you get a half a person, which means you'd only be trickling in a couple of subscribers a week. Statistically speaking, you'd be ahead of the game. So that's really what we're going to be talking about right now, that particular pitfall. Of course, I go way more into traffic and eyeball strategies in my full Love Your List course, which is going to be opening up in mid-April. Oh my goodness, guys, I'm so excited. You can head over to loveyourlist.co if you want to get on the wait list. You are going to get a probably early access, but definitely early bird pricing, which is a fantastic offer, guys. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. But that's not the point. The other pitfalls that we did talk about, or components of your email marketing ecosystem, if you will, besides just the traffic, is you need to make sure you have your freebie. Obviously, we also talked about the landing pages and opt-in forms, which I actually have it as a separate thing, because your freebie can be fantastic, but if you ain't selling free, then it's just not going to work. So there's that component. Then we have your welcome series or funnel, of course. Then there's that offer component, which is kind of like a half, because not everyone is necessarily going to be selling with email right off the bat. Your offer might just be selling the fact that you're worth being in the inbox. But the part where I see a lot of people drop the ball, and this is like so many, and this is where you're losing sales, is that ongoing nurturing. It is that weekly email newsletter. It is actually staying top of mind and being a person worth being in the inbox for. Now, in the Email Marketing Fairy ebook that I have, where I have over 50 drag and drop templates that you can use to woo your email list while it's right on open, we do have 20 grab and go things there. So you can check it out over at katedoster.com/email marketing fairy. But in Love Your List, we're really going to go over more of a strategic plan of what to do after people hop on your email list. But I'm getting ahead of myself, of course. Today, we are really talking about actually getting eyeballs on your content. So I am going to be, I don't want to say pulling back the kimono, because that's the most disgusting euphemism I've ever heard, but I'm really going to be drawing back the curtain to show you what I have done over the last 90 days. Like, these are actual concrete steps and actions I've taken that has, are you ready for this, gotten me more traffic in the last 90 days than I did all of 2017 combined. All of 2017, I got more traffic in the last 90 days. And we're not even done with March yet. And guys, subsequently, because I had the freebie, the opt-in offers, and the offer portion already ready to go, I just needed more of that people component. I have nearly doubled my email list. It's almost there, guys. It's like just on the cusp. So I'm going to make an intention that by March 31st, it's going to be officially doubled. So that's super exciting. And I had the highest grossing month ever in February. Now, as most of you guys know, I have retired my husband. He's at home with the kids. So I've always been pretty good at earning the old Benjis, if you will. But things have just gone gangbusters, okay? Gangbusters. So while it is important to get traffic, it's important to get the right type of traffic and have a net to really utilize and capture it. So guys, without further ado, let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week, and then I'll tell you about the four things I did to get those amazing results. Email marketing is tough, from figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo, and of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. Oh, I'm thinking one of the pitfalls that I probably should have added was tech, but when you switch over to ConvertKit, it just makes life so much easier. Like, ridiculous. I'm actually filming a mini course of ConvertKit, and I've used in different software, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Like, this is why I tell everyone, just start off with ConvertKit. It's so much easier. So without further ado, guys, let's talk about the four things that I did to see that amazing amount of traffic. Now, if you've listened to previous episodes, especially during our productivity month, I did talk about actually creating a content calendar. And that was super huge for me. I didn't include it in this list because, well, we already talked about it in a different episode and how well that did for me. So if you head on over to trellingfortraffic.com, you can actually get a copy of my board and I explain my whole process about themes and months and goals to really make sure that my content was actually gearing everything towards my ultimate goals, which for me is to be able to make enough money to shop at Whole Foods whenever I damn well feel like it. Ooh la la, so fancy. So there is that. So I didn't include this in this list, but know that actually sitting down for 5 whole minutes and planning out a month of content, game changing, game changing. So number one, guys, was back in December and November. So my birthday is in November and I get very introspective around that time. I try to take assessment of, you know, myself, my family life, all those pillars, businesses/career, because I mean, obviously I'm not going to go get a job, and just assets and really just see what's going on. And I noticed that things were just starting to dip. Everything was starting to feel heavy. I wasn't really enjoying myself. Things were just getting harder than they had to be. You know what I mean? I'm sure you can relate. So I decided to do some digging and investigating, and I wanted to see, was I attracting like the right audience? Like what was giving? So I have, and this is tip number one, some fail safes included in both my email series and when you join my Facebook group. So you head on over to katedoster.com/group. It will send you over to the Super Friends Secret Entrepreneurial Layer. Now I have 3 questions, so I might make it 2 starting out now. And the first one is always, describe to me about your business or blog. And the second one is, how did you hear about me? Now, I was expecting that I was attracting a lot of freelancers because that's who I was originally going for towards all of 2017, because I was a freelancer and a coach. So that's like the game that I know, right? So all the people that were filling this out, which was like a lot of people, fill out your Facebook thing, were all starting off with, I blog about X. I blog about parenting. I blog about social media. I blog about healthy living. I blog about, you know, interior design. It was all of these things I blog about. Very, very rarely did I get, I am a, being like, I am a coach. I am a freelancer. I am a copywriter. I am a designer. And so that was a huge light bulb in my head. Because as you guys know, my first rule is always be disproportionate about a group of people and then be curious about your topic. Now, I eat, breathe, live everything email marketing, as you guys know. But I couldn't quite figure out like my main thing, like my people component. So when I was realizing in that failsafe, I'm attracting a lot of bloggers, I'm like, do I like working with them or do I need to change my strategy? And I'm like, I love me some bloggers. Like, I love bloggers. Now, obviously, a freelancer who's looking to add some passive income is a lot different than a blogger who's trying to add passive income. Just everything is just different. And anyone who tells you they're similar, they're not. They're different. So even though I am still helping people leverage the power of their email list to get more of that sweet, sweet passive income that we all love and to really have a connection, successful launches, I realized I'm not using the right words. I'm not putting together offers that are appealing to my mass majority because I've adopted that 80-20 rule. And 80% of my people were bloggers, so that's where I'm going towards. And I know for a fact that that has helped with my subscribers, with my email list. And spoiler alert, guys, because I had the freebies and I tweaked them, because I had the funnels and the emails and the weekly newsletter system, last month was the highest grossing sales month I have had in my business since I was taking 101 copywriting clients. Now, I charge a lot of money as a copywriter, a lot, and justfully so. So to see that with this new audience and in such a short amount of time has been phenomenal, guys. So your action tip for number one is I want you to, if you don't already have like a Harry Potter email, which we talk about in the email marketing fairy, and obviously we're going to talk about in Love Your List, you can head over to loveyourlist.co to get on the VIP wait list. You might get to get in early, and you're definitely going to get a sweet early bird discount when doors fly open in April, is just asking people, like one sentence, are you a this or are you a that? Because when you even have those two buckets, the way in which you talk to people, the problems that you address, the curiosity, those myths, those concerns, it just open up the floodgates. And if you do have a Facebook group as part of your blogging or business ecosystem, make sure you ask that question to find out what's going on. So that was number one, was really great and crystal clear about who I was attracting, did I like those people, and then shifting everything towards helping for them. 80-20 guy, fantastic. So the second thing, and you're going to notice if you, again, joined my group in general, is how did you hear about me? I would say 8 out of every 10 people, probably, was Pinterest. Every single one. Now, up until like November, December. Again, you're going to know it's a lot of introspection because it was my birthday. I was just sort of like doing the bare minimum of Pinterest. Like I had Tailwind. I'd won it and then I'd paid for it because like I did see an uptick a little bit in traffic. I had Boar Booster, but like I was not utilizing that thing at all. And I'm just like, you know, I create a couple of different pins. I'd pin here. I wasn't taking it seriously. So since I was now getting crystal clear on who my audience was due to my Harry Potter emails, my Facebook group, and realizing, Kate, Pinterest has been the biggest driver of your traffic and sales because I can track where people come from and how they end up buying, you need to get your butt in gear and break up with all the other social media channels. So I broke up with all of them except for Facebook, and we're going to talk about that one in a second. That'll get its own little point, and went all in on Pinterest. All in. Now, I am not a Pinterest marketer by any stretch of the imagination. Spoiler, I don't ever plan on producing a course about it in Love Your List. I do have a Pinterest funnel because I have gotten so much out of it, but I've looked to other people and tried some stuff and it's worked and some hasn't. So that's like the extent that you're going to get is the Pinterest funnel in the list building module of Love Your List, but that's about it. So here are just a couple of things that I did on Pinterest that I have found made a world of difference. So I decided to focus on followers. Now, a lot of people will tell you that followers don't really matter on Pinterest. For myself, I just wanted to see if it did. So I actually invested, it's free for 30 days, and then it's like $9 a month after that, into Milo Tree. Now, Milo Tree is this little slide in that if you go to katedoster.com on my website, you'll see it'll pop in and it'll say follow you on Pinterest and you can click on it and then people will automatically be following you, but they won't have to leave your website. So I have an experiment going on that. I currently have on my site. If you go there and you're listening to this like April or May, you might not see it because I'm going to test to see if that is really what's driving a lot of followers or if it's the other strategy I started utilizing on Pinterest. So on Pinterest, I decided to go in and actually use, like you're supposed to do, the proper keywords on my boards, on my board descriptions. I'd always been pretty good about like my pin descriptions that you do in like the alt text of your blog post, but I'm like, I worked on that. So I feel like that definitely helped. There's two big things that I have to say. So those are like little things. The two biggest things were I got serious about Board Booster, which is $5 a month, and then I upgraded all the 10 whole dollars. It's worth it, y'all. It is worth it. And I changed up my pin style. Now, I am not the best graphic designer, as you guys know. I've been getting compliments about my website. Y'all love it. Like, I'm like, oh, like, that's so nice because I stink at branding. That's why I have friends that are branders. But the style of pin that I have created, because now I know who I want to attract. Now, before, it was freelancers and coaches. I didn't care what sex they were. They had different goals. But now that I've focused primarily, never that I would say like mompreneurs, because that's just not me. Now I focus primarily on female bloggers. I know the type of images they like. I know the type of thing that they find pretty because I find pretty on Pinterest. And it gets a lot of repins. So I designed my pins to stop trying to attract everyone and just attract that client. And I have had pins go viral. Now, I can't tell you like how to go viral. I can tell you with Board Booster, I'm now repinning pins more. I'm really utilizing the analytics, both of Board Booster and Tailwind. Those are two different systems that you can use to schedule out pins on Pinterest. I'm using the analytics more to find out what group boards are giving me the most bang for your buck. I have like a day a month, usually it's like a Friday, where I will request, you know, to join certain groups and test them out in theories. But I've gotten very, very serious about my analytics and my strategies over there. Now, I follow Twins Mommy. I'll put a link in the show notes. She has some amazing Pinterest advice. I don't think she has her course out yet. I think one's coming, though. She's been teasing it. I love her so much. She's so nice. If you're a part of her Facebook group, Twins Mom to Mompreneur, I'll put a link in the show notes. It's also in my FB Trello board group. She shares a lot of tips about what she's doing on Pinterest with all of her different blogs. So I just follow her and do what she says. And it works. So the second half of that is I broke up with all the other social media channels. So even though I love watching other people's Instagram stories, I don't care about it. Even though I've got Scrum where I could schedule stuff out, and I think you can now on Buffer and all those other ones, I just don't. I don't. It's not for me. It just doesn't work. I'm not bothering with it. Twitter is just whatever. I go on there maybe once every couple days to thank people for sharing my stuff and have conversations, but I don't really use it primarily for blogging at all. LinkedIn, no, because again, I'm not trying to target a crowd that hangs out there. So that's really is what it helped, is going all in on what is already working. So I know we talked about that in the very first episode of the year, but I'm going to encourage you to do that again. See what's working, 80-20, bank down on it. The third thing that I did, even though it's kind of technically four, is created a free series. What? So what it was is, again, since I knew where my people were coming from, since I knew the people I was attracting, since I realized I love that group of people because they need so much help with email marketing and tech, two things that I could talk about all day, every day, it was a match made in heaven, guys. I decided to create a free series of rounding up resources for free that my ideal clients would love. So it was supposed to be a 7-day series, straight up like 7 days, post them nonstop. I cannot produce that many blog posts in a day because my blog posts, I've been informed, are way bigger than most people's. Like, my blog posts are about 3,000 words and I just can't do it. I'm a talker more than a typer. And I like to add pictures and quotes and my own things. So it took me like a couple of weeks between Christmas and New Year's, but I did get them all out. And I had, you know, 69 places to get free stock photos. I had the best Chrome extensions for, you know, stressed out bloggers. I had the free courses one, which blew up like gangbusters. That one I only created one pin for. Usually I try to create two Although lately I've been a little lazy and only been making one because my new designs work so well. And that one just blew up. It blew up like the second day. It was on Pinterest. It still is a big driver of traffic and I love it. I have one about free planners, which is actually ranked like number one in Google for free planners for bloggers, which I absolutely love. What? And just a whole bunch of other things. We've got like podcast episodes, tools to grow your email list for free. It was, again, all things that I think about and I made sure, especially like in that courses one and in that planner, because this is key, that I was featuring my freebies, okay? So when you do decide to do these free roundups of resources, make sure to include one of your own. So even if, say, you're in the health and wellness space and it's, you know, like five free resources to lose weight, make sure that, you know, you're number four on the list and then have, you know, three, four other ones that people would also enjoy that are slightly different. That's key. So because I had this series, I now had stuff to promote. The problem that I was having, and again, we addressed this in earlier issues, so I was kind of like, oh, do I include it? Do I not include it? Was a content strategy. I didn't have new stuff to promote on Pinterest, and Pinterest is all about this. And even in Facebook groups, and we're going to be talking about Facebook in a second, like I didn't have anything new, and I don't know if like the same people were just seeing it or my graphics were different, but things just weren't working out. Since I've actually utilized having this freebie series, since now I'm producing more content on a regular basis, since I've now gotten my pins attracting the right type of people, things have just been magical. Just magical. And honestly, I wanted to include this as a thing, but I'm like, eh, this is too like woo-woo, but I'm going to do it anyways because you know me, I'm an over-deliverer. Having more fun has made all of the difference. Like, I swear to God. I was thinking of my business and blog as such a chore. I just hated it. Like, I was over it. I was burnt out. I was just resentful. But the second that I started focusing on having just more fun in my general life and focusing on the areas that just came natural to me and I had fun in, and then letting them smear over to my business and my blog, magical things start happening. So get yourself happy first, guys. Just get yourself happy. That's my little tangent. So the last one is I actually took a strategic approach to Facebook. In particular, Facebook groups, and you're not going to want to hear this, but ads. Dun, dun, dun. So as you guys know, I have my wildly popular free Trello board pulled from Trelloing for Traffic. That is all of the Facebook groups for bloggers. Again, see, I'm zeroing in on my people that allow you to promote your group. So if it's like you're focusing on Pinterest and it's a Tuesday, you click on the card, it's an automatic to like go join this group. You can post your pin to it type of scenario. So I got strategic about that. I don't do like a lot of those like leave a comment and then you have to leave a comment for like eight people above you. I got very strategic. It took me a couple of weeks, and the same thing is going to be for you, especially if you try to do all 60 groups, which it's craziness, where you're going to see the most bang for your buck and where the people that you like the best tend to hang out. So I sort of narrowed it down, and now I make sure that I spend most of my time in those groups. I've also done it, and this is very recently in my group, I realized I was getting the most bang for my buck with blogging groups that allowed you to promote once a week on the wall as opposed to the thread. So in my actual Facebook group, the Relentless, in my actual Facebook group, the Super Friends Secret Layer, I now let people do that on Fridays as well, as long as I put hashtag promo Friday. So I feel that that's benefited me. So I want to make sure that my community has that benefit as well, of course. Now, like the big like mamma jamma in the room, Facebook ads. So as you guys know, especially if you're on my email list and you listened to last week's episode, the reason why I decided to focus on Facebook, besides just Pinterest, don't get me wrong, Pinterest is getting like 98% of my attention, but I had noticed that Pinterest gets some wonky sometimes and it's in some growing pains. And I never want to put all of my eggs in one basket, which is why when I found out about FB Everything, and this was last year by my friend Courtney Foster Donahue, I was all in. Courtney had grown four, multiple six, and now one seven-figure business. And they weren't all just teaching people online stuff. Like, they were like legit, like local businesses. And then she used those practices to grow her online business and stuff just exploded. So I was a little hesitant at first about the course because I'm like, I'm already a marketer. Like, I know this stuff. Like, Courtney can't teach me anything new. It has helped my Facebook so much because now, get this, when I post on my Facebook page, people actually see it for free. But I really love her ad strategy because while it might have been stuff that I had probably heard once upon a time, the way that Courtney sort of breaks it down, not only is it fun to listen to, but it just makes sense. So I don't want to go into too much of her technique. It's actually proprietary. But if you guys head on over to katedoster.com/group, you can join the Super Friend Secret Lair. I still have the link up there for you to join her free challenge so you can test drive some of the lessons that are actually in her signature course, FB Everything. Now, if you head on over to katedoster.com/FB Everything, y'all, you will actually land on the sales page for it so you can dive more into all the wonderfulness. I mean, Courtney covers everything from Facebook groups to growing one if you want one, to actually utilizing other people's groups, which I've used some of her techniques as well to help get my name out there. She talks about pages. She talks about bots, which are really exciting. That's something that I'm going to be implementing more towards the summertime because, again, you got to stay on focus on the straight and narrow. It's literally everything about Facebook, not just ads. But what I really love about this training, because I had joined last year, is that every time like Facebook changes the way like the Power Editor works and all that stuff, and you're like, what's Power Editor? You want to get in on FB Everything. Courtney goes in and makes a new video. I don't know how she finds the time to do that, but more so, I have no idea how she finds the time, even with a newborn, to answer every single question within a couple of hours in the FB Everything Facebook group. So we have, she calls it a mastermind. So for the paid students, every level, you get to get in on this group. She will give you personalized feedback on all of your ads, on all of your strategies. If you have a random question, if you're like, oh my God, the algorithm changes and Facebook hates me, Courtney will get in there and troubleshoot with you. I have never, ever seen a course creator be this dedicated to her students, ever. And this is why everyone gets such amazing results, because you can put in your whole strategy, you reference the videos to prove that you actually watched them, because Courtney is a stickler for you to watch her content first, and she will just troubleshoot everything. And it's been such an asset. So you can head on over to katedoster.com/FB Everything. That is my referral link, which means if you do buy from me, I can spoil you with free gifts. And that is, of course, the entire Love Your List course when it comes out in mid-April, guys. VIP seat. What? So as you can tell, guys, my voice is weaning, so I'm gonna hop on off of this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed those things that I did to really start my eyeball strategy. Now, because I had all the other systems in place, like I talked about, the opt-in forms that were doing well, the freebies that were doing well that actually connected to paid offers, by adding more people, things worked out. Now, you can't just add more people and think that's mysteriously going to work. You need to have the other backend systems in place. You need to have all those puzzle pieces together. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing in Love Your List. That's what I love about the FB Everything course from Courtney. And it's why it's a perfect complement to Love Your List. I don't go too heavy into Facebook because I've got Courtney for that. Why teach what you already have a guru on, right? So she teaches you a lot about how to get people's attention on social media and on Facebook. I tell you about how to create the freebie, how to create that whole after part where all of the magic happens, which is why this is really like the peanut butter and jelly for your business. But guys, doors are going to be closing this Friday. So on the 16th of March, they are going to be closing until sometime, I think, around mid-summer, guys. She only opens this up 3 times a year. That way she can be so dedicated to her students. I hope I can see you guys in the Facebook group. Make sure that you tag me there in Courtney's or in my free group, the Super Friends Secret Entrepreneurial Layer. And I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.